Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, whose investigation of the strange accidents at Happyland Farms may mean trouble for Jimmy Olsen. We'll learn more about it in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough with a very special bulletin.
Say, gang, I know I don't have to tell you what a walkie-talkie is. No, sir, you know that the United States Marines and soldiers use the walkie-talkie on beachheads, on battlefields, for commands and for getting equipment to the front lines. I'll bet every time you see a walkie-talkie in pictures, you wish you could own one. Well, the real thing is for our servicemen, but here's what the Kellogg Company, makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, have for you. A cardboard walkie-talkie that really works. You see, it's a model of the real kind soldiers use. It's regular army color, it's almost a foot high, has an earphone and a mouthpiece built right in, and comes equipped with a smaller transmitter receiver so you can speak into it and get answers up to 48 feet away. Now, just imagine, you have 48 feet of communication line. Why, that's long enough to stretch almost clear across the schoolyard or down the block. Think of the games you can play with that, especially if your pals send for them too. Then you can have a three- or four-way hookup that really works. Of course, to get the best results, you must carefully follow the directions for putting the instrument together. You'll find these printed right on the envelope. Now, here's how you get your Kellogg walkie-talkie. Send two box tops from packages of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and complete address, carefully printed, to Superman, Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. And your walkie-talkie will be rushed to you by mail. Remember now what you have to do. Send two box tops from packages of Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and complete address, clearly printed to Superman, Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is good for only a few more days, so get busy. Don't miss this chance to own a model walkie-talkie that really works.
And now, the adventures of Superman. As you remember, a strange series of mysterious accidents have been plaguing the Happyland Farms Inn, not the least of which was an attempt made on the lives of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. Someone is evidently trying to gain possession of the property by frightening the owner, Steve Graham, into selling. But why? Kent suspects there is something of great value in an abandoned copper mine on the property. And as our story continues today, he has driven into town to have analyzed a sample of ore taken from the mine. Meanwhile, Jimmy Olsen, who was forced to be the somewhat unwilling guest of Alfredo, a South American gaucho employed by Graham, is seated at a table in a small, seldom-used cabin some distance from the hotel. As we join them now, Alfredo was telling Jim about his run-in with Kent that afternoon.
Well, that Senor Kent, he's make much big mistake when he have accused me, a true gaucho of the Pampas, or try to kill him and the Senorita Lane.
Well, Alfredo, you must admit he had a good reason for suspecting you.
No one have reason for accuse Alfredo of murder. Just because his robe burned on the pommel of my saddle, that is not mean I have tried to kill.
Well, you know how it is.
No, I do not. How is it?
Well, it's what's called circumstantial evidence.
I do not know what that is. But just the same, I'm very angry for this insult. Maybe someday I pay back this Senor Kent. Jim.
Hmm? Well, what's the matter?
Shh, listen.
I don't hear anything.
Stop now.
Well, what was it?
I do not know. Sound like steps, maybe.
Gee whiz, I wonder who...
No. Do not be afraid, Jimmy. Maybe it is just my horse, Blanco. He does not like to be tied.
You know? Neither will you like it, Gaucho.
Shorty. What do you do here?
Alfredo, he's got a gun.
Yeah, and it's loaded, too. Don't touch that bullwhip, Gaucho. Reach for the ceiling. You too, kid.
I'm no kid, and don't you...
Shorty, what is the matter with you? You go loco, maybe, no?
Keep those hands up and turn around, both of you.
Hey, what is this, a gag?
You find out soon enough, sonny boy, and so will your friends back at the inn.
I warn you, Shorty. If you put one dirty thing on this boy, Jim, I tell you part with my bare hands.
Save the big talk for somebody else, Gaucho. Walk over to the bed.
Alfredo is not take orders from coyote like you.
Do as I say or I'll drill you.
Better do what he says, Alfredo.
Very well. For you, I do this, Jim.
Now look, Shorty, or whoever you are, you...
Button your lip. Stand where you are, understand? Now put your hands behind you, Alfredo, and lie down on the bed, face down.
Huh?
Go on, do what I tell you. Don't try any funny stuff either.
Someday, Shorty, I will get you for this... And I will take great pleasure in killing you very dead.
Not if I see you first, you pampas palooka. Don't move. That's better. Now, come here, kid. Come here, I said. Here, tie his wrist with these ropes.
Look, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Right now, that ain't none of your business. Well, keep your trap shut and do as I say. Tie his wrists.
No, I won't.
Would you rather get a bullet?
Jim, you do like you say. I do not mind.
Go on, tie him up.
All right, but just wait.
Shut up. Pull that knot tighter. That's it. I'll take a couple of loops around his ankles.
Well, what do you want to do that for?
One.
Okay.
Tie both those ends of the bed. That's well, that ought to hold you, Gaucho.
One day you'll be very sorry, hombre, foolish shorty.
That's what you think. Okay, now it's your turn, kid.
Huh?
Sit down on that chair and put your hands behind you. Now, just rope you up like this.
Shorty, I give you one more chance. Tell me why you do this.
Maybe you'll know in a couple of days when somebody comes around to let you loose.
In a couple of days? Gee whiz.
There you are. All right, make yourselves comfortable, fellas. I'll be seeing you sometime, maybe. So long now. Ain't nobody gonna find them for a while. Come on, Rex. I gotta tell the boss what a good job I done. Get, boy. Pleased with what he has done, Shorty, one of the farmhands, gallops off in the direction of the inn. A few moments later, a station wagon with Clark Kent at the wheel pulls up in front of the main house of Happyland Farms and comes to a skidding stop.
That you, Clark?
Yes. I'm doing out here alone in the dark, Lois.
Gee, I was kind of worried about you.
Afraid I might run into the ghost car?
Well, yes, if you must know, I was.
It didn't show up, as you can see. Guess I was a little early for it, though. It didn't really turn dark till after I'd passed through the tunnel.
I'm glad of that.
Has Jimmy come back?
No, and that's got me worried, too, Clark. Shorty, the man Mr. Blaine sent out to look for him, isn't back either.
I don't like that.
Well, neither do I, especially since Alfredo's missing, too. And he rode off hurling threats at us for insulting his honor.
We better see Graham or Blaine and do something about organizing a search party. Come on up to the office.
Gee, Clark, do you think something has happened to Jim?
I don't know, but that's not your panic,
either. Well, I'll never forgive myself if anything has happened
don't
to him.
Don't worry, we'll find him all right.
Golly, I...
Either Graham or Blaine is in.
Tom? Oh, hello, Miss Lane, Mr. Kent. I've been looking for you.
You have?
Yes. Someone left this note for you, Mr. Kent.
Oh, thanks. Who was it, do you know?
I have no idea. I found it lying on my desk.
Well, that can wait, Clark. Let's see what we can do about finding Jim.
Is the boy lost?
He rode off early this afternoon, just before I left to ride into town, as a matter of fact. Blaine sent one of your men, Shorty, I think it was, to look for him. So far, neither Jim nor Shorty have put in an appearance.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Well, we wouldn't, if not for Alfredo.
What about Alfredo?
Well, we had sort of a run-in with him today.
Oh, yes, yes. Blaine told me about it.
He did?
You accused him of trying to kill you by sealing you in the old mine.
Oh, no, we didn't exactly accuse him. It was just that certain circumstantial evidence made it look that way.
Well, Alfredo's pretty hot-headed, like most Latins, but I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
I wonder. He rode off in a boiling rage, Mr. Graham, threatening to pay us off. I'm afraid maybe he found Jimmy and took...
Oh, forget it, Miss Lane. Alfredo never means half the things he says. He cools off very quickly.
That's what I thought. But just the same, I'd like...
Oh, excuse me.
Hello? Oh,
Graham speaking.
Huh? Well, why don't you open it and see?
Well, that would be a good idea.
What? He did. Well, when was that? Uh-huh. Led to where? That's not
great
so good.
Great Scott.
I think you better organize a search
here
party.
Read this.
Count up every available man. Yes? We'll join you right away.
Good heavens. This is awful.
That was Blaine calling from the bunkhouse. Shorty just came back and reported what? Following a trail left by young Olson and Alfredo down to the creek where he lost
him. Clark, he is with Alfredo.
Easy, Miss Lane, easy. I still don't think there's any cause for alarm.
Oh, no? Read this note, Mr. Graham.
Clark Kent, I got the kid Olson, and I'm going to hold him until you scram. If you don't get your nose out of things around here by tomorrow noon, anything can happen to him. It's not signed.
What'll we do? We've got to find Jim.
We'll find him.
You can count on every hand we've got here to help. I just told Blaine to organize a search party. Of course, it might be better if you just do as it says in the note.
You mean leave?
Yes, it would be the easiest way.
Oh, wait a minute.
Then the boy would be returned to you safely.
What guarantee have we of that?
Well, that's what the note says. And then neither you, nor Miss Lane, nor anyone would be taking any risk.
Oh, I don't care what anyone else does. I, for one, am not budging from this place before Jimmy is found and returned.
That goes for me, too. Come on, Lois. Let's join the search party.
Leaving Graham's office, Clark Kent and Lois Lane hurry out to join the search party being organized by Blaine. Will they find Jimmy, or are they just going to be led astray by the false information given them by the wily Shorty? We'll know more in a moment, but first, let's stand by for a timely tip.
Say, you'd better call a meeting of your gang right away and remind them that there are only a few days left to send for their Kellogg model walkie-talkies. Remember, all you need to do is to send $2 stops from packages of super delicious Kellogg's Pep, along with a dime, and your name and complete address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. Why, what a kick you'll get when this grand Kellogg model walkie-talkie arrives. You see, this Kellogg cardboard model is made to look like the real thing. It's regular army color, almost a foot high, and really works. It has an earphone and a mouthpiece built right in, and comes equipped with a receiver transmitter and 48 feet of communication line. This means that you can hold conversations with someone 48 feet away. Why, you can even whisper across the cord and still be heard at the other end. Now, you probably have one open package of Pep at home, so ask your mother to get you one more package so you can send in the $2 stops with your dime right away. And say, tell your mother that when she takes the top off that second box, it won't affect the freshness, because Kellogg's Pep is wrapped airtight inside the package. Now get busy, gang. Work fast and send those $2 stops and a dime, along with your name and complete address, clearly printed to Superman, Box 80, Battle Creek, Michigan. This is your big chance to get a model walkie-talkie that really works.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. While Clark Kent and Lois Lane are joining a search party to find him, Jim Olsen is tied to a chair in an old cabin. Alfredo, the gaucho who brought him there, is trussed up and tied to a cot. As we join them now, Alfredo is valiantly struggling to free himself.
I'm afraid you're working for nothing, Alfredo. You'll never be able to get free.
You're doing a good job when he was tying it here, Jim. But don't you worry. I think I'm going to get free.
Well, I sure hope so. But even if you get off the bed, your hands and feet will still be tied.
You will see what I do. And the rope, she's sleeping. Now, one good twist like this.
Oh, gee whiz, you did it.
I tell you I do it, no? Now, I just roll off the bed. So, I push me to my feet. Jump over to the table.
You see, Jim?
Hey, that's swell. Now what are you going to do?
Now with his lamp, I'm going to burn the rope off my hand. But first, I must take Jimmy off.
Hey, be careful, Alfredo. You're pushing the lamp to the edge of the table.
No. Caramba. The lamp should be sleeping. Try again.
Hey, look out. It can't topple over.
Madre mia, she fall.
Hey, Alfredo. The table leg's on fire. Roll away from it.
I must try to stop it out.
See, now the floor's on fire. You can't stop it. Hey, we're trapped, Alfredo. We're trapped.
Fed by kerosene from the overturned lamp, a roaring blaze eats its way across the cabin's dry wooden floor, imprisoning Jimmy Olsen and Alfredo in a fire trap from which there is seemingly no escape. How will they be saved? We'll know tomorrow, so don't fail to be with us then. Tune in, same time, same station, for another thrilling episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.